رؤيا بودكاست.
Today, what once was a daily ancient practice has evolved into a worldwide sport event where falcons anxiously await to prove their status as man's best hunting partner. Horse riders are on standby, each aspiring to excel. And what's a better chance to show off skills than competing at the World Nomad Games in Kyrgyzstan? The event attracts both players and fans who are passionate about watching the games. The countdown is well underway, and it comes along great preparations and greater excitement. It looks as if this horseman is pleading to his mount. I took good care of you, and I know you won't let me down as we embark on our ride to glory. A valor that has earned many knights the favor of princesses, as nothing could charm a Kyrgyz princess like warrior horsemen. Perhaps after winning, you'll be proudly standing with a medal and a princess by your side. The tension is mounting, and the number of attendees is on the rise. The Nomad Games event receives its fair share of attention, especially because it reflects the culture of a niche sport long practiced by the nomadic tribes, before it was officially recognized as an international sports competition in 2014. Although the rules guarding these hunting games have been subjected to improvement over the years, nomads have kept the tradition of their homes untouched. These houses are called yurts. Considering that beauty is an important factor for nomad grandmothers, often spare no effort in helping their granddaughters look and feel like princesses. Many still maintain a nomadic way of life, living all over the mountains of Kyrgyzstan. This lifestyle reflects the Asian beauty of their women, and their smile takes your breath away. This exquisite lifestyle is also reflected in their exceptionally authentic and delicious cuisine. Thank you. Now, it is the time. Let the Nomad Games begin. The elaborate opening ceremony includes a parade of mock battles. And while some girls act the role of princesses, others do not accept because they want to be superb horsewomen. And while a princess takes pride in her beauty, a horsewoman takes pride in her trials of skill, strength, and dexterity. They showcase their horse riding skills, standing so confidently on the backs of their fine steeds, a skill they've mastered since childhood. In saluting the crowds, we are now moving towards the official competition. The program kicks off with one of the most anticipated games. One that depends on loyalty and has the eagle as its main champion. Through this competition, the long-lasting relationship between the eagle and its trainer is put to the test. Up until today, the contestant has spent years training his eagle in order to take part in the Burkut Salu contest. I've always been by your side, never abandoned you, and never let you down. Today, I expect you to do the same. In Burkut Salu, the contestant's eagle is seated at a distance of 200 meters. Once set free, the bird of prey is to fly off in search of its human friend. The fastest eagle that lands on the arm of its owner is the winner. Eagles get lost. Others choose the triumph of freedom over winning the contest. So don't go looking after your runaway raptor. Perhaps your bond wasn't as strong as you thought. Otherwise, it would have been sitting on your arm by now. Here comes another hunting game that also depends on loyalty. But this time, the star of the show is a falcon. It is the Dalba, where the trainer unleashes the falcon, then wraps a prey on a rope and starts spinning it for 3 minutes, during which the bird flies from the air to simulate an attack on the lure while the falconer turns the rope. The falcon with the most attempts is awarded with the highest number of points. But just like eagles, some falcons end up choosing freedom over their master's company. Horse riding is yet another quality that adds to the charm of nomad women. Since ancient times, nomadic females shared the outdoor hunting activities where they mastered the art of archery. Now, an integral part of the World Nomad Games, female participants from all over the world attend the games wearing their country's traditional costume. You cannot help but be captivated by the grace of this equestrian, for her beauty is as lethal as the arrow she sends forth. Thus proving that a woman is as fast, skillful, and agile as a man. This is a mixed gender match where both men and women compete together. With high hopes, each team checks the target to see if they succeeded in hitting the mark. Attracting 3,000 athletes from 77 countries, the sporting event combines 37 ethno-game categories, some of which were slightly modified to better fit our modern times. This international competition aims to celebrate nomadic culture, diversity, and heritage, to revive and strengthen the bonds between ethnicities, and to promote tolerance amongst them. Therefore, this year's edition was held under the slogan, "United in Strength, United in Spirit." Following the third edition, other countries wanted to host the Games. As a result, the fourth World Nomad Games will be held in Turkey. While each of these games has its own share of dedicated fans, the attention surrounding Kokburu Games is by far the most outstanding and revered. The event draws the attention of all ages and races, who specifically come to watch the game that's held under extreme security measures. This ancient nomadic sport is a crowd's favorite. Therefore, a special stadium was built just for the occasion. The origin of cockburu goes back to an ancient hunting story of a wolf who attacked a herd of livestock. Men who killed the wolf started tossing its carcass around. Today, the wolf is replaced with a headless goat carcass, and the game is played in different countries with two teams competing against each other. Nomads are intimately connected to their traditions, and the same love they pour into their historic identity is found within their cheers here at the stadium. The game starts with a goat carcass placed at the center of the field. The goal is to gain control of the goat carcass and then throw it into the opponent's well. Each team seeks to throw the goat carcass as many times as possible into the well of the opposing team. Think about it this way. If this was a football match, then the ball is replaced with a headless goat carcass, and the goal line is inside a well on the field. Referees take their places, and the competing teams, each consisting of 12 players, start discussing their plan before heading to their agreed spot. And the whistle is blown. Get ready. After the referee's whistle, all players charge towards the goat carcass, trying to capture it first. Suddenly, the 200-meter field turns into a battleground, and the winning team is the one that succeeds in fiercely attacking their opponent's goal as well as in defending their own. Perfecting their counterattacks is key. Once the goat carcass is snatched from the grip of an opponent member, reaching and scoring a goal becomes way easier. Once a goal is scored, a new round starts with the goat repositioned in the center of the field. This game demands players to be in excellent shape, carrying the heavy goat while maneuvering their way towards the opposing well. Excellently trained steeds are also key, as they are expected to gallop back and forth towards the goal at the end of the field. Enthusiasm is contagious. The enthralled crowds cheer throughout the whole match, which consists of two periods, 45 minutes each. With every passing minute, there is an opportunity to learn something new. But no matter how much you know, there is more to be discovered, because we live in
العالم كبير. Podcast.